Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. It's been a while since I broadcast. I figure I better keep in touch with my two listeners. How's it going tonight? Are you watching your country unravel? Can you believe it? You can't wait to go to bed, right? You can't wait to get up tomorrow morning and see what the communists have done to us. My friends, I got to tell you, it's time you face reality. Communists have taken over your country. They are not liberals. They are not progressives. They are communists. They are unraveling everything. If you Google the 45 goals of communism for the United States that was read into the congressional record in 1962, introduced by a congressman from Florida at the behest of a woman who's seen the handwriting on the wall back in 1962, if you Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party, they have reached them all. Every one they have reached right here in the United States. We're in trouble. Our president is a communist. His czars are communists. His Department of Justice butcher is the modern-day Laventi Beria. Nobody is talking about 50,000 to 70,000 Mexicans murdered by the drug lords. Nobody is talking about all the guns, 2,200 guns that went in to murder those Mexicans. Mexican people have no guns. There's only two people in Mexico that have guns, the government and the criminals, and sometimes you can't tell the difference. Just like here, you can't tell the difference between our criminals and our politicians. They are the worst. The Republicans, they are selling out everything. The Republican Party is now the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. And the only thing that's left that's trying to keep things together are hardcore conservatives, Tea Party members, mainstream Americans. That's all that's left, a handful of mainstream Americans. All the kids are brainwashed. They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea how many freedoms they've lost and are losing. Absolutely none whatsoever. They're all in la-la land. The only ray of hope is a pope. Did you see him down in Brazil? Huh? 3 million Brazilians welcomed him. Young kids. And what was his message? Dope sucks. That was his message. Drugs is the downfall of the youth. That was his number one message. You know, that's the first chapter in my book. When I put my book together, I picked the chapters in order of their importance and what was hurting the country the most. And the chapter one in my book is drugs. And chapter two is terrorism. And chapter three, I think, is flag burning. Yeah, which is communism. When communists can convince you that burning the American flag is freedom of speech, you know you've lost your country. You're brainwashed. You might as well, when you go to the car wash, sit in the car, roll the window down, stick your head out, and let the brush give you the once over. Because you're brainwashed. They check behind your ear. Oh, here they come. Got a cattle stampede. That's Hillary Clinton's cattle futures. Oh, man, are we in trouble? Military chaplain being punished for speaking out about God. You know how bad we're overrun? The communists have overrun the House, the Senate, and they now sit on the Supreme Court. They outnumber, communism outnumbers Americanism 5-4. And now they have even filtered out into the military. They're starting to overrun the military. And they're going after chaplains. So when they've got time, what they're doing now is they're picking off the stragglers. They've accomplished all their goals. We're in trouble. Oh, Sarah Palin's making a comeback, huh? I wanted to get my picture taken with Sarah Palin and her husband and holding up a sign that said, attention, PLO dancer Bill Maher and David Lettucehead, let's go hunting. Yeah, I'd like to see Todd take him up to the North Slope just before the pass closes for the winter. Take him up there for a little moose hunting. Give him new fur coats. We'll take a break here and then we'll... This tune I'm going to tell you about, this tune is an Irish tune. It's called The Nation Once Again. And for 500 years, the Irish have been trying to be one whole nation once again. But once you lose freedom, it's very hard to get it back. And they've been fighting since 1798 to get their freedom back. And they still haven't got it. What's sad, now they're doing abortions in the land of saints and scholars. And they're doing drugs. And drugs has infiltrated every country in the world. I bet you there's not one drug-free city or town in the United States. Not one. How's that for market share? It is really sad. And we are more divided now than before the Civil War. And one day, if we manage to pull us all back together again, we can sing A Nation Once Again, like the Irish are still singing.
We have late-breaking news that we're going to open this show with. It's just been announced that Mike Savage has been banned from England. And we're going to up that report with a later report, which hasn't broken yet. You're hearing it first on this show for the first time. And that is that Mike Savage has been linked to the IRA. For months now, the rumor has grown wings, and Michael Savage has been banned from England and identified by British intelligence as an IRA member. British Pakistani Parliament has shown footage of Michael Savage joining the IRA at a local Chase Manhattan bank. And here's a photo of him punching in his password at an all-the-men machine, commonly known as the ATM. It is alleged that his connection to the IRA is at the highest level, the Roth division. World News Daily reports that IRA really means Independent Radio Man's Association. But British intelligence refutes that denial. In other news today, the Queen of England has been denied a visa to New York City. Former Mayor Giuliani stated, "We already have queens, and Staten Island doesn't want her either." However, Mike is to be knighted by Sir Thomas O'Donnell, the 5th Earl of Clonmel, Tipperary, Ireland, and given the clan shield. And two new symbols have been added to the coat of arms in honor of Michael the Archangel Savage. One is a sword through the heart, which symbolizes that only a beautiful woman can pierce our hearts. And the other is a sword through a pig, which indicates we now keep kosher. Rise now, Sir Michael Savage, and hoist your glass with us.
I bend me to that bidding, the spirit of each selfish plan, with cruel passion ridding. But yet I hope someday to aid. Oh, can such hope be vain, when my dear country will be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
There we go. Looks like Sarah Palin calls Obama cowardly for calling the administration scandals phony. And they're far from phony. We are being taken over. What I worry about is, as every day they do something more to hurt the country, hurt the Constitution, the ACLU, the cross cutters. Every day they're reshaping the country. They're remolding it into the hammer and sickles. And what I'm afraid is going to happen, he's got 3 years left. At the end of the 3 years, just before he's supposed to get out, that's when they will do a formal coup d'etat. That's when they will seize the power of the government. In the meantime, every step they take is going to make them stronger, so that when they do seize the power in the government, that they have very little opposition. This Eric Holder has got to go. And I'll tell you, I was against impeaching the president. I said, you'll never do it. It'll never happen. Nobody will do it. But I got to tell you, we got to try. We got to impeach this guy. We got to get rid of him before he gets rid of us. And let me tell you, this country is too good for the likes of the Americans that are going to lose it. And they won't be allowed to stay here once they do lose it. They'll be going to gulags in Russia and into the salt mines of China. You have no idea what you're doing. Do you know there's 1,300,000 gang members in the United States? 33,000 gangs. Do you know that's the equivalent? equivalent of our entire military force? Think about that. And these are all criminals. These are all criminals and a criminal lifestyle. You think about that. And you don't have a gun? You're crazy. You think you're going to debate? You think you're going to be on a plane with Khalid the Virgin Counter when he's telling you to be quiet? We're going back to the airport? We're in trouble. Who thinks that the new World Trade Center is going to stay up for how long? Well, you think they forgot about it. They're stronger today than ever before. 500 prisoners in Abu Ghraib were released by al-Qaeda the other day. And here's a comment. Somebody commented on Sarah Palin's calling the president a coward. I'll tell you something. This guy could be charged with the murder of two Americans because two died in battle, but the last two were murdered. They were murdered. The two guys on the rooftop, and they, from indications of what I hear, they were up there for almost 7 hours, and they were, finally they were taken out by mortars. And they were pretty good shots, and I'm sure nobody wanted to try and get to that rooftop because they know they wouldn't make it. So they took them out with mortars. That was murder. That was murder. And I heard the comments of General Hamm, and I'll tell you something. The man's not fit to command an ice cream truck. And his comments were almost word for word the same as Leon Panetta's comments. Panetta said, we can't just go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. And Hamm basically said the same thing. He said, no, they were dead, and we didn't. That's why we never went. He's a bad man, a bad general, a bad general. And you know what? All the good ones have been purged by Obama. Can you believe a combat general named McChrystal was kicked out because he said, Joe, bite me? Huh? Can you believe that? Do you think Obama would have relieved a chesty puller? You bet he would have. And now he's got Marines holding his umbrella. He's putting down the Marine Corps. He's an arrogant mother Fletcher. And he's the worst president that we ever had. And you want to know something? There'll be none like him after this. Yep. Anybody that thinks like him will not be allowed into the District of Columbia. We're in trouble, and we got a long road back. And I don't know if we can make it. I mean, we got guys like, you look at the pervert party. They trot out guys like Elliot Spitzer and that dirty flag burner. What's his name? Weasel, Anthony Weasel. And if you should listen to Aaron Klein. Aaron Klein, he broadcasts from the Middle East, and he's got inside information. He gets a lot of good intelligence. And the Weasel's wife is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. And so are the Clintons. And so are the Gores. Yeah, Gore and Ox. Let me give you a tune, and we'll see if we can find. Here's one. We'll play this for. It's 4 minutes. I don't like to play anything 4 minutes. Let's see what we got here. I got to find some new tunes here. Here we go. Here's 1 minute and 55 seconds.
I'm
Obama is sicking his dog, his Department of Justice dog, on the state of Texas. So you can see they've gone after the Tea Party, they've gone after conservatives, now they're going to start to pick off states. So you can see this is a great communist movement. When they get finished, they're going to break everybody. And that's the goal. They're going to go down and break the state of Texas. They're going to teach the country a lesson. The communist government of Obama bin Laden intends to break Texas. The Democrat pervert party is now the Republican party. The Democamo pervert party of freaks and geeks is now the communist party. It has no God. Child murder is their routine, and they sell drugs for tax money. Anthony Weiner is their poster child, and you can see how many of them voted to burn the flag on YouTube. Just look up on YouTube, Flag Burners of Record. And somebody commented saying, we will never be another Detroit. What they did to Detroit. Did you know that Detroit was, 50 years ago, was the richest city in America? Can you believe that? Detroit. There used to be 300,000 manufacturers in Detroit. You know how many there are today? 30,000. Did you know that for every citizen of Detroit, there are 53 city government workers? Oh, man. That's what we're in trouble, man. The Soviets are taking over. Yes, I can't talk to you right now because they're watching. But once I win reinfection, you can have all our missiles. Yes, I always liked you, Vladimir. Now, the next time we meet, we have to look like we're mad at each other. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. Oh, this is killing me here. Killing me, killing me, killing me. Okay. I'm going to give you a little heart and soul.
Heart and soul. I fell in love with you. Heart and soul. The way a fool would do. Madly. Because you held me tight.
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 And stole a kiss.
Stole a kiss.
There in the night.
Going to get nasty, you know. Wait till the gloves come off. Everybody's being polite and everybody's being politically correct. Wait till the gloves really come off. You're not going to like it. I'm not going to like it, and nobody's going to like it. And you might be under house arrest, like they do in Burma. It is terrible, man. What are we going to do? People are looking. The girl I know just got a job in a nursing home, and she joined the union, and the nursing home just had a meeting. This is her, like, third week on the job. And the nursing home says, sorry, we got to cut your salary. They had a meeting with all the union employees. They said, all you new people that just came in, we have to cut your salary from $13 an hour to $11 an hour. The girl says, I have to quit because my children are making more than I am. How's that? You think we're getting one step closer to freedom or what? It is terrible. There's another lady, she's from Brazil, and we were talking about the Pope and the reception that he got. And somehow the subject came up about divorce, you know, because the Catholic Church doesn't recognize divorce unless you're a Kennedy Catholic and you got some cash. Yeah. Or some political influence. But I think those days are coming to an end. But this girl happened to say, oh, yeah, yeah, you can't even receive a communion in my parish back in Brazil if you're divorced. The priest knows everybody. He won't give it to you. I says, could we transfer him up to John Kerry's parish? Yeah, unbelievable, man. Pope got a nice reception. It was nice to see young people looking for God instead of looking for drugs, huh? Isn't that great, huh? Yeah, we're doing Van Halen worship. Yeah, I'm hot for teacher. Yeah, but nobody's hot for an education. Let's see what National Right to Life has to say. Pro-abortionists go on a nationwide rant. I don't know. I can't understand. It's my body. Don't tell me that. Don't give me that routine. It's my body. I don't want to hear it. And tell me this. You don't own a hotel, because let me know which one it is, because I'm not checking in. I like to sleep like a baby. Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, did you see the guy that went around on the college and he had people signing up? He had 12 signatures in an hour for abortions in the fourth trimester. And one girl came up to him and she goes, will this hurt the baby? Will abortion hurt the baby? How's that? How's that for a question? He's going to college. Yeah, unbelievable. The fourth trimester. It is really sad. You know what's sad? Nobody ever talks about it. How come these guys that all demonstrate against the death penalty, and they stand in front of a prison where a known murderer is getting the electric chair, and they're out there with a candle, but they'll never go and take that same candle in front of an abortion clinic where 1,100 black babies are being murdered today, and they're worried about the discrimination, yeah, and the violation of their civil rights, and here they're murdering 1,100 black babies. Yeah. Unbelievable. And who's doing that? Well, guys like Gosnell. Remember him? Tearing the heads off of kids, stuffing them in the toilet so he can get his scalpel ready. Yeah, man. They ought to do. You want a horror show, the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Film it in an abortion clinic. Just keep the camera. You know what you do? Get a nanny cam. Yeah, and see what goes in the bucket. And tell me it's a woman's right to choose. Yeah, that's right. We were here. We stood trial. It was a woman's right to choose. We were only following orders. We're sick, man. We're a sick country. We're a sick country. And today the sermon in church was God wanted to destroy Sodom, which is, you know, modern-day San Francisco. And he said to Abraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom. I'm coming down to check it out. And Abraham said, Lord, if you find 40 innocent, will you spare the city for the lives of the 40 innocent? He said, I'll do it. He said, how about 30? He said, I'll do it. How about 20? I'll do it for 20. I hate to push you, but how about 10? He says, I'll do it for 10. How many left to Sodom? 4. He stopped at 10. He drew the line at 10. Yeah. And why did he do it? Because the city was an abomination. You know why he did it. They went freak. Okay. We're going to do a little Hey Senorita tribute to the Latino. On the military chaplain being punished for speaking about God. I lived in Baltimore then. It was big news. That O'Hare objected to our son having to pray in school at Baltimore Polytechnic High School. It went to the Supremes and it was banned. At that time, Baltimore was a good place to live. There, about 1 million people there. Maybe a little over 100 murders per year, and the schools were highly rated. Go back today, you won't recognize the place. Under 650,000 live there, and 250 murders a year, mostly over drugs. Drug is chemical warfare that was created by the communists, and that's why the borders are open, because the communists need to open borders in order to get more junk into your kid's brain. Oh, you see the Inner Harbor and the stadium that was built, but I liken it to a movie set. Just don't look behind the screen. Drugs is the curse of the American people, and it is chemical warfare. And the communists have been using drugs to kill Americans since Mao Zedong grew the first poppy to come to the United States. Here's a blog on... the next Republican surrender. Republican Party is going to be splintered, and it looks like the rhinos don't care. They're going to go and partisan with the Democrats. And the rhinos are afraid they're going to lose their jobs, so they're aligning themselves with the cooperating with the Democrats, and they're definitely opposing the Tea Party people. The next Republican surrender to Harry Reid, Barack Obama, and Big Labor could be just a few days away. Harry Reid and the rest of the Democrats are planning to ramrod one of the AFL-CIO's top lawyers. You know what? I know some of these unions are communist. The one that breaks my heart is the Teamsters. I've always had the highest respect for Teamsters. I love the Teamsters. They are the spirit of America. Without Teamsters and trucks, we would starve in 5 days. But they've been railroaded, and their membership has been sold out to the Communist Party. And I hope that, I know that many of them, they vote their conscience, regardless of what the union tells them to do. But I would like to see Teamsters Union have an awakening and go conservative. Go American instead of the highest bidder. Okay. So without union bosses will have the functioning rubber stamp board that they craved for years. They're going to take over the National Labor Relations Board. There is no reason in the world to fast-track the nominations of Nancy Schaefer and Kent Hirosawa to the Obama Labor Board. Everybody, they're seeding. This guy is seeding the seeds of communism. He is raising a communist crop. He is planting seeds throughout the government, and they are going to flourish and grow, and they're going to be like weeds. They'll eat up everything else. But that is exactly what these Senate Republicans have agreed to help Harry Reid do. I got to tell you about Mitch McConnell. He voted to burn the flag. He was one of 8 Republicans that joined 40 Democrats to vote to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Most of the others are gone already. They're either dead or they have retired from office. Fred Thompson was another one. And when they bring Fred Thompson up and they give him the label he's a conservative, I flash back to the day he voted to burn the flag. And never forget, he's from Hollywood. And Hollywood hates God and country. They can only act. So, having said that, let us give you a little wolf howl. Going to give you a Navy hymn. The Navy hymn is for all of the GIs, all of the guys in wheelchairs, all of the guys that are missing limbs. The Navy hymn is our tribute to them. know, I was listening to Aaron Klein, and he was talking about he's read the immigration bill, which probably nobody in the House or the Senate has read yet. And he says it's loaded with all kinds of anti-American crap. And it's going to result in re-indoctrinating border guards. They're all going to be just as if, you know, when North Vietnam took over South Vietnam and all of the South Vietnamese had to go to re-indoctrination camps. That's what Obama's going to do to the border guards. And the re-indoctrination is going to have to do with profiling. And I thought about the Latinos that are here, you know, the illegals that are here, the ones that come over the border and they get into every city and state in the country, and they're hardworking. You'll find them in all the restaurants. You think you're eating Italian. You think you're eating French, and all the cooks are in there. They're all Latinos. They're doing. You look on any rooftop, and they're all up there on the roofs in 100-degree weather, putting down a roof tile, and they're doing the concrete. They're getting a little more select now. They don't like to do concrete. They do like to do lawns. And you remember when the kids paid their way through college doing lawns, driving taxis? Yeah. Now they're wards of the state. And they're getting college loans that they can't pay back and favorable interest rates that they can't pay back. And we're all going to hell in a handbasket. This government is trying to buy votes. And we'll do anything. We'll sell drugs to get votes. They'll sell drugs to get votes. Well, anyway, those Latinos that are hardworking, that are no problem whatsoever, they are more than welcome. Besides, who's going to make the beds? Nancy Pelosi? Yeah, every hotel would be empty tomorrow. You have to bring your own bedroll. Yeah, those people, they're builders of nations, but the ones that they don't show you, the ones that are hiding in the dark, the ones with tattoos all over their heads that are in the drug trade, they're here too, and they're not going home. And once drugs are legalized, then they'll be making shorter deliveries. You think when they legalize drugs, all these guys that have been mules are going out of business? You're crazy. Wait till you see how it expands. They're closer to the factory now. Yes, yeah, so Aaron Klein says that there's a lot of hidden screwings in the immigration bill. Here's the solution to immigration. No wall, no play ball. Show me the wall, we'll play ball. And you got 65,000 guys in Fort Hood, Texas, that could patrol the borders tomorrow instead of getting shot waiting in line by a Muslim shouting Allahu Akbar, and they got to call the cops. 65,000 GIs in Fort Hood, Texas, had to call the cops. They're being trained for combat. They had to call the cops. And a lady policewoman came in and shot Major Hassan, who was due for a promotion, a politically correct promotion. Here's a tribute to Pat Tillman. Remember Pat Tillman? He walked away from $6 million a year playing football to serve his country and avenge 9/11. And the day he walked out on his football contract, all of the communists that called him a jerk. And then when he died in a friendly fire incident, they wanted to charge the rest of the military with murder. These are people who never served. Less than 1% of the country knows what it's all about. Less than 1% of the country has skin in the game. But don't worry. Everybody gets their turn in the barrel. And one day, you'll be drafted and put in a cab and sent to the front. and the front will be right on the outskirts of your neighborhood.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never can happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodgers gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
Ladies and gentlemen, the other president of the United States. Eric Holder, my fellow Americans, it's with a heavy heart that I come to you today to tell you that your country is broke. We can't pay our bills. We're $17 trillion in the hole. And so I've initiated a cutback in government services. We're going to lay off 80% of all government employees, starting with the House and the Senate. And welfare will only be paid out between 6 and 6:30 every morning when you report to work and get your broom and your neighborhood assignment. And then, of course, you can come back between 5 and 5:30 and pick up food. Yes, and there'll be no more food stamps. We're going to ration the food stamps. Also, the Senate has passed a law where they're allowed to steal from Wall Street. It's called inside trading. We're going to reveal the names and the trades of every senator and congressman who have been running those tips and turning them into profits. So every day at 5 o'clock, if you watch Fox, we'll run the names of all of the senators and the stock that they bought. Oh, by the way, did you know that John Kerry's single biggest contributor to his campaign, do you know who it was? You ready for this? Bain Capital. How does that grab you? Bain Capital. You know John. John is always trying to get jobs for his fellow people in Massachusetts. He's always helping out the state that sent him to office. Yeah, he just had a boat built in New Zealand because the prices in Massachusetts are outrageous. and then he had the boat sailed to Providence, Rhode Island, to be hidden so he could avoid Massachusetts taxes. How's that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that terrific? So what else can we do? Oh, here's a good one. Every ambassador throughout the world is being recalled and laid off. And they will be replaced by vets in wheelchairs. So no matter what country you go to, the ambassador will be a vet in a wheelchair. Isn't that great, huh? And you know what? They don't have to pay me a dime. And I'm going to keep my campaign promise that got me elected. Remember what I said. I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. So having said that, is there anything else you'd like me to comment on? Yes, the ex-president's being tried for two murders in Benghazi. And Hillary Clinton is banned from Gettysburg because nobody wants to hear her shouting, "Who cares how they died? What does it matter?" Yeah. Okay, how about we get a beer? What? No beer?
By the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. The veranda, for his master he waits, but the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear, but no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're ready, me dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Remember, divide and conquer is the goal of the Communist Party. Splinter groups is what they like, because the more splinters, the easier it is to control the splinters. They will turn mother against father, men against women. They will turn Puerto Ricans against Cubans. They will turn black against white. Anything that will break up the unity of this country. Oh, by the way, the ACLU is an arm of the Communist Party. Their goal is to destroy the Constitution. Their goal is to destroy the United States. Under the guise of helping the oppressed, let me tell you, you haven't seen oppression until they're in control. And their present project, of course, is to destroy the cross. And we have a president, the first president in American history that publicly said the Catholic Church is an impediment to the goals, his goals, and the Catholic Church is divisive. Yeah, it's one of those phony religions, right? Speaking of phony religions, here's the Pope down in Brazil, warming the hearts of people, touching the young, kissing babies, sincerely, not like a politician, not like a white politician getting his picture taken kissing a black baby, you know? Give me that baby. This is a sincere Pope, and he's operating on one lung, and he's happy. He's a happy man. He's a man of the people. And so 3 million Brazilians turned out to pay their respects in World Youth Day, which is much better than a Communist Youth Day, isn't it? Huh? And so what's CBS running tonight? CBS is, somebody come in and goes, you're not going to believe what CBS is running. CBS stands for Communist Bullshit. And NBC stands for nothing but communists. And CNN stands for the Communist News Network. And the New York Times is a propaganda piece for the Soviet Union. It's been so since Joseph Stalin was a writer for the New York Times. But the guy comes in and he goes, you're not going to believe what they're showing on CBS about the Catholic Church. I said, let me guess, pedophile priests. He says, no, nuns that are disenchanted. Oh, you mean like Jane Fonda when she played a pregnant one in Agnes of God? Huh? Was that a hit piece on the Catholic Church? Hey, there's two things they hate the most. They hate the spirit of America, and they hate the Holy Spirit. The Democrats don't have a God. They threw him out at the party platform at last convention. They had to vote three times to get rid of God, and the last time they lied. They said, oh, yeah, we're going to keep him. Yeah. Lord, suppose there's 20 good people in the Democrat Party. How about 10? We do 10? Oh, man. Okay, let me see what we got here. You want a marriage lesson? I'll give you a marriage lesson. Thank you.
right. Another June. Another sunny honeymoon. Another season. Another reason to make whoopee. A lot of shoes. A lot of rice. Groom is nervous. Ah, he has us twice. It's really killing. The boy's so willing to make whoopee whoopee. Picture a little loveliness, yeah. Down where the roses cling. Picture that same sweet loveliness. See what a year can bring. I tell you, the boy's washing dishes, baby clothes. He's so ambitious. Ooh, I tell you, he's so. It's really killing. The boy's so willing to make whoopee whoopee. You see, I don't make much money. Only $5,000 per. And some judge who thinks he's funny tells me I've got to pay $6 to her. I said, now, judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, Ray, son, son, that on in the jail. You better keep her. I think it's cheaper. You know what I've been doing, don't you?
Okay, that's our show, folks. Keep an eye on the communists. Don't let them deflect their tactics. They'll take your eye off of what they're doing to hurt you the most. Keep an eye on them. Don't trust them. Remember, they think like communists. They act like communists. And they are not keeping the Marcus of Queensbury rules. They have no rules. They have no God. They have no country. And that's why they want to destroy you and yours. Good night.